Hello and welcome to Dancing with the Stars.
Finale. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Finale.
Who are you?
I'm Lynn.
I'm Cindy. Well, you do have Lynn's personality.
I do have Lynn's personality. Cranky. I'm a bit cranky today, you know. Anyway, this is the finale episode of Dancing with the Stars of season 28. I thought it was an excellent episode. I did want to say before we go on that I thought James should have been in the final
absolutely.
Four. Absolutely.
We didn't do that one that week. We apologize. It's been so crazy. We'll be better next time.
But I do want to say, you know, our hearts go out to him and his wife.
Oh, absolutely. That was just horrible.
Just horrible news. But again, I think he should have been in the final four. It's hard to take, you know, the final four, all great dancers, but I would take Lauren Elena out.
And put James in. I would agree with you there.
Even though Lauren Elena, great personality.
Yeah, she did a great lovely job.
She was fantastic all season. But James deserved it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And that's all I want to say about that, because we'll move on. The finale. And we had four people. It was Allie, Lauren Elena, Kel, and Hannah competing for the mirror ball.
Right.
First up, we have Allie and Sasha doing the jive.
It was great. Yeah. Did you like it? Both her performances were phenomenal.
I thought, my only Lynn complaint, I thought his footwork was faster than her footwork.
You just say that when we were watching it. And when I didn't notice it until you said it. And when you pointed it out, I was like, oh, you're right.
I hate to be that guy. But still, I was still giving it 10 because I thought it was a great
It's kind of cool how they, the other thing I like too is I think they really emphasize their individual talent, like what she's a singer, so she got to sing a little bit. Yeah. Like Lauren Elena, she got to sing a little bit. So I thought that was really
cool. If I was on there, I would get to sing a little bit.
Right, exactly. It was good. She was great. Sometimes she just looks a little awkward, like her shoulders look a little hunched, but I still thought I thought
her and Sasha really, especially the last 4 or 5 weeks, really developed a partnership. I mean, they really became...
I would agree.
One.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But she got 10s across the board, hard to argue
well
with.
Deserved. Well exactly.
Deserved. Exactly.
Great
up,
costumes, too.
Yeah.
Tiny little thing. She looks just... Oh, loved it.
Adorable.
You put her in my pocket.
An old Downton Abbey saying.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, next up we have Lauren and Gleb doing the foxtrot.
Yes.
My complaint about this one, she did Jolene from Dolly Parton. It didn't match the dance.
You listen to the song, and they do the beats for the dance.
Yeah.
But the music is more of an up-tempo, because it's more of a ballad,
but... It didn't match. You kept saying,
there's a match.
It distracted me.
Yeah, it did. But you know what I thought was weird was Carrie Ann's like, are you okay? Because she didn't feel like she put a lot into it.
Yeah, sometimes, you wonder if she's dipping the champagne. I'm kidding, Carrie Ann. I like her, but it's just like... But
I thought she looked so relaxed, enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
I thought she looked fabulous. I really did.
This is where the decoration fell, right?
Yes.
And she was leaning up.
Yes.
She's a character.
Yes,
she is. She's funny.
I loved it. But
She wouldn't have been in my final four.
No, she would have. I think what you're talking about, we didn't have her in the final four ever.
No. But she was definitely fan favorite, I think.
And you can see, the thing that I think my favorite part of the finale is how much everybody improves. And at least everybody that was in there had all improved from the very first
dance. They all got better.
Yes.
I mean, the reason I complain about James not being there, he was good from the start, and he did get better, I thought.
I thought he got up to a point where he was really good, and then I felt like he just kind of plateaued. I didn't think he just stayed at that level. And anyway, I just thought that these guys kept every week got better and better and better, took the, you know, the criticism for the judges and implemented into the dance the next time. I just thought you could see the improvement every time. Where I just thought James was just start to finish... Couple really great weeks.
Just kind of
going in there. Yeah, I don't think he ever did anything anymore that he could have done. He was such a great dancer that he could have done more. Like Allie from that first week
now. Allie from first week.
Oh my gosh. You can't even compare the two. Not,
but even Lauren Elena.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I'm saying Lauren Elena because that's what the announcer guys said.
Right. But anyway, everything about it. But I mean, nothing against James. And I think he should have been in the final. But when you really look at it, if you analyze it all, you can see where maybe the fans didn't vote it or whatever the reasoning is. I don't know.
Plus, it's hard to... I could see where Lauren Elena would have that strong fan. I mean, again, that's a country fan.
And they have a strong base.
They have a strong base. But she's also very likable.
She is. She's adorable.
She's that person you... if that person, if you met her and she was a real jerk, you'd be like, oh no, come on.
Come on, that's not what I thought of you. Well, I thought you were just a sweet little cute teddy bear.
I thought you were fun.
Yes.
Oh man. Anyway, I think she's fun.
Yes, okay. All right, Jack. Jack thinks she's fun. Thank you, people.
I think she's a fun.
Jack gives her a fun 10.
I'll give her a fun 10. Oh, but she got nines across the board.
I thought
nines were worth
it. All right. Okay.
You thought, no?
I thought it was all right. I thought it was a better dance than her second dance, her freestyle dance. I thought it was better than her freestyle.
So
I went in opposite, but that's just my point.
Well, I thought the nines were
okay.
Next up, we have Kale and Whitney doing the jazz. And here's another guy, another dancer who really improved.
Oh, my gosh.
As the season went on. He was struggling at first.
Up and down, like, you know, valleys and hills.
But once
moments.
He got, once he, like Allie.
Right.
Once he got it, he took
you
off.
You never look back. Exactly. This was his dance I liked before. His other dance he did, it was jazz, right?
Yeah, this was like High School Musical.
Yeah, it was really good. I really liked it. And I like they all picked their re-dances like that. To me, it looked the same as it did a couple weeks ago with it, but it was excellent.
Well, they said it was better.
Yeah,
I don't know. But anyway, he got tens across the board. Good job, Kel.
Yes.
Next up, we have Hannah and Alan doing the Vietnamese waltz.
This is such a great dance for her. The performance, the whole musicality, the costume, everything about it really was able to highlight her and really show how strong she was as far as the grace and everything. And I just think she really stood out, and she just was phenomenal in this
dance. Well, Carrie Ann disagreed with Bruno and Lynn.
Yeah.
Because Bruno mentioned something she did wrong.
Right.
And she goes, I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, exactly. Neither did I.
I thought it was
tens across the board. I didn't give him tens across the board.
I thought it was tens across the board, too. I just thought it was a good dance.
I agree with you.
But anyway, she got 10 from Carrie Ann, 9 from Lynn, and a 9 from
Bruno. They had a misstep somewhere. I didn't even see it.
Even Alan's like, going, well, we were so into the dance, we didn't see it. Because I didn't see it. Usually, like a misstep.
You can see because it throws them off. Because it's such a flow dance, you would have really seen that if that was the case.
I didn't see it. I didn't either.
I'm with you, girlfriend.
Anyway, whatever. So I didn't see it. So we're giving her a 10.
Yes,
so take that, Lynn and Bruno.
Yeah, there you go, Lynn and Bruno.
And at this point, we're going to take a commercial break. Coming back, we have Allie and Sasha, and this is freestyle.
I like freestyles. I know you do.
She did an amazing job.
This was, like, her and Cal, by far, both of them, the best freestyle dances I've watched in a while.
At this point, I thought Allie was going to win it.
Did you?
I said, because she's been coming on strong. You had to lure you because she was in the bottom two a couple times.
Yes, she had been.
Why is she in the bottom two?
Right.
It didn't make sense just because maybe the fan base
wasn't
coming out for her. But the way she danced the last 3 or 4 weeks, I said, she's got it.
Right.
I didn't tell you that, but I said, oh, it's hers.
Well, we've been like crossing in the wind. Is that what?
Passing
in the nights because you've been working. Anyway.
Yeah, but I said, she's got this. It's hers.
Right.
It's hers to lose, I thought.
Right.
But I thought excellent, and she got tens across the board.
Oh, and some of the lifts and some of the moves that he did and everything. I mean, again, I was out of breath just watching it.
Yeah, again.
Great costume. Everything was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Next up, we have Lauren, Elena, and Gleb doing the freestyle.
Yeah, I just kind of felt she
showed more personality.
Yeah, she got to sing a little bit, and she showed a little personality, and I kind of felt like it wasn't the strongest freestyle I've ever seen out there. I didn't think it was tense, but I mean, I guess it did what it was supposed to do. I mean, highlighted her, and she was adorable, and it was cute. She got to do line dancing, but there wasn't a lot of dancing in it. That's what I felt.
You said that during the dance, and I go, yeah, you know, you're right. There's not
a lot of dancing. Towards the end, a little bit, but not really a lot of dancing. A lot of picking her up, a lot of her doing this and doing that, and I don't know. I wasn't crazy about it.
Well, the judges were.
They gave her tens across the board.
So I'm like going, okay. I would have given 9.
I told you, I would have given it opposite.
Next up, we have Hannah and Gleb doing the freestyle.
Not Hannah and Gleb. Hannah and
Alan. What did I write? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I was still on Lauren, Elena.
My fault.
I forgot to turn the page.
You're not funny.
Oh, old people. Next up, we have...
You wrote Gleb there, too, again.
I know.
Anyway.
They kind of look like brothers.
No, they don't.
Couldn't just give me that? You couldn't say...
No.
Hey, you're right. They do look like
brothers. No, I'm not giving you a right if you're not right.
They look like they could be twins.
No.
Nothing?
No.
Wow. You're like Len Knight right now.
If you're not right, I'm going to say you're right. That's ridiculous.
Look,
it wouldn't, but no.
All right, Lynn.
Anyway.
Next up we have Hannah and Alan doing the freestyle. I thought this was a really good dance.
Ah, beautiful.
The one where they did the, where he goes, she goes over his neck.
Yes.
And comes down. I go, oh. Not only was that dangerous, yes. There was a lot of, she did that free fall backwards.
When I heard, because obviously we heard her one after the fact, and anyway.
Spoiler alert.
I know. And so I was just like, she won? And I hadn't seen the dancing yet. We just watched it today for the first time. So I was just like, really? But after watching, I was like, okay, yeah, she deserved it.
Yeah, she was.
This was great choreography, just really great.
Of the four, she would not have been my pick.
No, I wouldn't.
But we'll get to that.
Okay.
But I like those when she did that thing and she did that freestyle where she falls backwards.
Right.
I mean, that takes a lot of. I mean, you're falling if
you're hoping they're going to catch
you. You're hoping they're going to catch you.
Yeah, I know.
That takes courage.
You're right.
That's a hard dance.
Yes, you're right.
You're not falling on a mat.
You're not falling on
a bunch of foam. But yeah, I thought it was an excellent dance. Couldn't complain about anything. I thought it was tens across
and
the board.
And she deserved the tens. Absolutely. Yeah.
Next up, we have Kellan Whitney in our final dance.
Oh, my gosh. I was exhausted just watching it.
He wasn't even breathing heavy.
I know.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I would have given him a 15.
I know.
Because there's no way.
Oh, my gosh. What a great dance.
I just thought this is his moves. He was fantastic. The whole group, I guess he flew the group.
Some people from Chicago. Dancers
in. They were amazing. Whitney was the whole thing was just it was an amazing,
great choreography.
And after the dance, I go, well, maybe he can win it,
right?
You know, you're thinking, okay, after seeing, I'm like going, but you know, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Now, did this cost him?
I was thinking that.
Did this cost him the championship?
Won the 1 point.
The 1 point was 1 point because the judges' scores mean more than the audience score, right?
Mm, I thought I was 50-50.
Even if it's 50-50, it's still.
I don't know.
That's Lynn a giving question. A nine, whereas look at Hannah got tens.
I don't know. Anyway, because
he got tens across the board.
But it was
first
just.
Time, right?
I mean, I love the. Yeah, he did. I love the dancing, and then I like how it slowed down, and then it speeded up, and you're just like, oh my god, he's not gonna keep up, and he kept up, and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is phenomenal.
And then after the dance, he said, all right, thank you.
Yeah, he wasn't even breathing hard.
He's old.
I was breathing hard watching it
because he's like 38, 39, right, 40 something.
I don't know. It's not my. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Well, he's got to be old.
Okay, whatever.
He's got to be
okay.
Anyway, I mean,
tens across the board. Oh, no, Len gave a nine. That's right.
And then Emmett Smith came.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to piss off Emmett Smith.
No.
Would you?
No. Well, I thought was Ray Lewis. I said, "Well, I'll change my score to 11 there."
Right,
Larry Lewis. But no, Carrie Ann a 10. Len
a 9. Come on, Len.
I don't understand. I mean, yeah. I get he's the professional. He's the professional guy.
Right.
He's the professional guy.
Right.
But I'm just like on.
You know, when I was watching, I'm like, oh, Len's not going to like it. It's not Len's thing.
It's not Len's thing, but that's not fair to the dancers.
You should dance it. You should be judged on how well the dance was performed, choreography, and that part. Not
just
because you're not
just
crazy
just because
about
it's
it.
Not your style.
He felt like it was so much like the first one. Too similar.
I didn't see it, though.
I don't know.
It wasn't even close. It was,
I don't know.
I put it up there with Paige's dance.
Oh, yeah, when she did the Tina Turner. Yeah, Proud Mary.
Because we hear it where Allie did it today, too. But anyway. 10 from Carrie Ann, 9 from Lynn. Boo!
Boo!
And 10 from Bruno. And before I get to who won.
And I didn't know, I just found out one of the things is Cheryl, Carrie, whatever, she was on a fly girl on Living Color. I didn't
Carrie
know
Ann
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just realized
I saw
that just
they
recently.
Had their reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went, I was like, huh, I didn't know that.
So was Paula Abdul.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I thought it was Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, maybe it's Jennifer Lopez. What did Paula Abdul, I thought she was a fly girl too. I know Jennifer Lopez was.
I thought it was Jennifer. I didn't think it was Paula Abdul.
What was Paula Abdul? I thought she choreographed.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and I was a fly girl.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's...
So what did some of the
well, we have,
Facebook people say?
We have Jessica saying, Lynn, I respect him for being a judge, but he's an old crank.
I'm with you, Jessica.
The last 30 seconds of Kel's dance was phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely.
I do not know how anyone kept up with how fast they were dancing.
I know.
I watched it 5 times.
Yeah, it was. Oh my gosh!
Again, I hate to agree with Jessica, but yeah, she. I, he.
She.
Did,
yeah,
he,
she was exactly right. It was
exactly
like I said.
Right.
I was exhausted watching it.
Then Jessica says, "I'm happy with the final two." It's hard to.
Yeah, it's hard because you know I think if maybe Hannah didn't do a great job with her two final dances, maybe we'd feel differently. But she really. she really shined. That part of Halloween where she was telling her that she really, you know, needed to do this and that. She wasn't an actress. And then after that, she just kept growing. And I think the show is one of the things that's really cool about the show is to see the growth in people. And that was really a great... She really did.
She did grow. I mean,
yeah, amazing.
And that is.
And I'm excited for Alan. He got his first mirror ball, so that's always exciting.
Yeah. Okay. We're happy for Alan. Spoiler. Mariah says, "I feel like the scoring on the show the last couple of seasons has been out of whack. It's leaning towards popularity and less towards dancing improvement. I wasn't happy with the results. I thought there was two obvious winners." Well, I agree and disagree. I'll say the dancing. I thought the dancing did improve.
Yes.
I think James.
It wasn't like last season.
No. No. Nothing like last season. I thought James should have been in the final four.
But again, we think that because he was such a great dancer, but he didn't. He just kind of.
Would you take Lauren Elena over?
No.
Take the personalities.
Yeah,
out.
I know.
Because James is kind of flat.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as personality, he's more.
Yeah.
He's
if you're talking about just dancing, I would agree with you.
Okay, so that's where I agree with.
Okay.
I thought the final four people did improve.
Right.
But again,
I know Lauren Lane always looked clumsy, so that's, but anyway.
But she admits she said that. But anyway. Vicky says, especially after last season, it's not all suspect that the same person who won is the same person going back on The Bachelor again. She's going on The Bachelor again.
She's going on The Bachelor again? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
That's a lot of roses to pass out.
Yeah. Well, The Bachelor is, she's not passing out roses, she's one of the contestants, it's a guy. Bachelorette is when she's picking the guy. Bachelor is when she's one of the girls.
So she's going to be a contestant again?
Yeah.
I think she should move on.
I think she should move on,
she
too.
She could be like on Good Morning America
or something like that.
She
should I know
she's
on.
Not an actress, but
still, she
move on from
on.
The move on from The Bachelor shows,
move on.
Hannah. You've earned your step up.
Yeah.
Tammy says, I still think James should have won. And some of the scores for Allie, I thought, were higher than deserved. I don't know much about technical stuff, but it seems like they weren't always in sync. I agree with that first dance.
You said something. You did.
I thought that,
you did.
That Sasha was dancing faster than she was. Right. Again, but that's on him, though.
Right.
Because he should know her abilities.
Right, and he should play down his abilities.
And he got it. He probably got into the music and got it. He was a fast song. But he was definitely, his legs were moving a lot faster. And his foot.
I didn't notice until you pointed out, and then when I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, you're right.
Of course, because I'm always right.
That's right, Lynn Jr. Anyways.
All right, comes down to the finals.
We already know all this.
Fourth is Lauren and Gleb, which I thought it was the four. Yeah. I thought that was right. Fair. Third... It did shock me. When Allie and Sasha... This is where I knew Hannah was going to probably win.
Did you?
Because when Sasha and Allie finished third, I'm like going... You know, I know Tammy said her scores might have been a little skewed, but I thought, based on the scores...
Right, right.
She had done well. She finishes third. Kel and Whitney and Hannah and Alan comes down, and Hannah and Alan win.
Right. And Cal Whitney gets second.
It's hard to argue with the final for the four that are in there.
Right.
I would have, if the four, I would have given it to Cal Whitney. I thought he really...
I would agree with you.
And that last dance was just... I don't care what Lynn
said. Based on the last dance, he should have been the champion.
Yeah.
Just based on that.
I just thought he was amazing. And then there was some...
controversy?
Aaron Andrews was taking crap for not jumping up and down celebrating.
Right.
I watched it. Lynn doesn't do anything but hand the mirror ball. Tom Bergeron didn't do anything. I'm sorry, Lynn. Keep bashing you. But Tom Bergeron, all he did was hand the mirror ball to...
You don't see him making him...
He wasn't...
You know why they picked on her? Because she was a woman.
I'm going to have to back you up on this. I didn't see...
You know, and I'm sure it was other women calling her out on it, too. I'm sure it wasn't guys.
Well, I'm watching going, what is the big...
We are never going to have a woman president if us women do not stick together. Anyway.
Anyway, well, you know, I just...
We're bad about that sometimes.
But I was watching because I made a point to watch it because, you know, you said... I go, right. Yeah, I saw that. I go, what was she supposed to do?
You and I were, like, really watching it. And she made a good point. She said, well, I'm not going to jump up and down when I'm next to the person that didn't
win. But why should she have to jump up and down?
Why? She was just as composed and together as Tom was. There was no difference in their behavior on either side.
None.
It was all... Even keel. So I don't get that whole controversy.
To be fair, that's her job as a sideline reporter is to be
neutral.
Neutral. So
yeah.
She's supposed to be neutral.
Yeah. I think people just
you want the judges jumping up? I mean, did the judges jump up and down?
No.
It just
No, I agree with you. It was ridiculous.
She's probably the best person they've had doing that job.
I even said during the episode that we were watching.
Did you say it to her?
No, I was saying, I like it when Erin talks because she asks more questions that I want to hear more than Tom. He doesn't really get into the gritty, the personal stuff. He just goes, all right, good. Mm-hmm. But she gets into the things
I do like
when
she's talking with Sasha and
Allie,
she kneels down.
Does she? I didn't pay attention
to that. Yeah, because she's tall.
Is she tall?
And they're both short.
You know, I noticed too when Tom gave Sasha his jacket, Tom's not very tall then because the jacket wasn't that big on him.
That's true.
I thought, this is going to make him look like he's swimming in it. Mm. Really sure his height, but it didn't.
It didn't.
Interesting.
Well, maybe Tom wears his jacket short.
I don't know.
Small fit. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for putting up with us this season. I'm sorry we were inconsistent and
just,
not always on.
Busy time of year. And
it's just been too crazy.
Grandkids and work and all that fun stuff. But we enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, we'll be back next year with Amazing Race.
Amazing Race, yes.
So we'll be doing the Amazing Race. We'll be able to do that right on time because we have the CBS app.
Yes, we do.
So we'll be able to see that.
Yes, we do.
If we do Dance with Stars next year, we got to figure out how to be able to watch it live.
Live, yeah.
Because we can't. Do it. And you're so busy with podcasting, it's hard to fit me in.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not that important in your podcast chain.
Oh, wow. What are you going to do? Pop. But thanks for listening, and thanks for always supporting us. Everyone
yes,
support
everybody
us. Sherry
always
for posting
us.
The little thing on the
we
Facebook
hope you all
page.
Had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It was very quiet for Jack and I.
Yes.
It was this year for our...
I was doing decorations.
You were... I was working. The kids, it was their year to be with their in-laws. As my oldest, I like to say, sharing is caring. So we switch off years.
Sharing is caring.
And,
you remember Heather. Heather used to do it with us.
Oh, that's right. Heather did used to do it with us. Maybe one day we'll get her back.
No, we won't.
She's too busy now. Anyway. But thank you all. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we wish all you and your families and everything always the best.
And a Happy New Year.
Okay.
Before we go on, though, we'd like to...
Can you talk today?
That's
all, folks.
Shop Amazon. Go to janejack.com.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's a button there. Shop
Please
Amazon.
Please do it now. Remember, go on to Jane Jack. Hit the Amazon little click. Oh, sorry, Jack. Am I too loud? You put your finger ear in your...
No,
you put it in. Click Amazon on the JJack page. It goes right to your account, and it's fabulous.
And every little bit helps every podcast network. Struggling
You're just
here
really
towards
struggling
the end.
Today.
Also, if you want to become a patron, go to the same JJack.com. Click on the patron thing and all that fun stuff. But this time, we're going to thank. We thank all our patrons. There's a list there. Thank you. But if you like to, we like to thank 6 patrons right now.
6. Has it always been 6?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That was 5.
Tough math.
I know.
Eckhart Richter. I'm sorry. Tack from Paris. Eckhart Richter Glaffler. Maggie that Magnet. I have to do an order. I'll forget it.
I know.
Maggie Magnet. Joanne with a plan. Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. And Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for what you do. And thanks for everybody who helps us and listens to us. And we really appreciate it.
We do. Thank you all.
That's all we got.
Hasta luego. And
goodbye.
Goodbye.